Tonight we're continuing with our look, with Hashem's help, a lot of help, at the book Dan Emunah, the God of Faith by Rav Shalom Arush Shlita. We're learning through the Hebrew version of the book, and just to reiterate, we said at the beginning, but it's worth mentioning, especially for new people, that if possible, learn from the Hebrew version of the book. It's not the same as the English version. Two reasons. First of all, the English version was only the first version of the book that was made. Since then, there's been four new editions in the Hebrew version. And it's like twice the size it was. It's much bigger. Secondly, the English version also was... I'm going to put it this way, but each person can put it the way I'm right. It was watered down for the English market. It's watered down for the fact that basically... anyone outside of Israel doesn't understand who God is or what God is. And therefore you have to go, not lost, but you have to go very carefully with an English mind. You can't hear the full power of, you need to pray. If you don't pray, you don't believe in God. You can't say that to a guy living in Muncie. If you don't speak to God, then you don't believe in him. Can't hear it. So a lot of the power of what Ravaro said was weak and weakened anyway. So you'll see that if you get the English book, it's the English book is something like 170 pages, 180 pages, and this book is over 400, right? So there's we're talking about ultimately two different books. So right. A person who can read the Hebrew, it's mumlats. You're gonna get a lot more. So Bezrat Hashem, it's worth knowing that. That's why we're reading from the Hebrew, because also that way we're going to get more.
Also, you just don't have the same words in English as you do in Hebrew.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to explain some of the ideas too. So what are we learning? We're learning here about, in this chapter, we're learning about prayer and the importance of prayer and the power of prayer. And that's what Hashem wants us to do. Hashem wants us to pray to Him. And He doesn't want, as we're going to learn now, for us to ignore prayer and go the other route, the go-it-alone route, which is loosely called Kochi Da'otem Yadi, the strength and power of my own right hand. Like, don't worry, I'll fix this. I'll deal with it myself. We have an error in our thinking. We do believe that Hashem wants us to look after ourselves, to show that we can do what we need to do. It's the Western mindset as well, to be your own man, do your own thing, go out, conquer, create, do, build. Yofi. It has a place, but Hashem wants us to turn to Him and not to ignore Him. Right? How do you understand it? You can understand it if you take it to the extreme. If you take it to the extreme case, you can get to the rule. What do I mean? If you take it to the extreme case, the extreme case is I never turn to Hashem, I only do everything myself. Which is clearly not correct. Right? We can agree with that. It's not correct to ignore Hashem completely and only do everything myself and never turn to Him at all for anything. But we learn from them that there's no middle ground. There's no place where you could say, well, actually, rely on Hashem sometimes, and other times do your own thing, and you're never really going to know which one. Meaning, if the rule on this side is certainly not correct, and I don't have a middle ground that makes sense, so the answer must be that the rule on the other side is correct, and I need to turn to Hashem for everything. That is the correct rule, because there's no other option. I can't do everything just by myself. And there's no middle ground where I could logically say that Hashem wants me to do some things and not others, but I never know which one. And there's a middle ground of maybe over here, maybe over there. So the rule, the truth is that Hashem wants me to turn to Him for everything. Everything, everything. That's what He wants. What does that mean? That doesn't mean that I am completely nullified. I'm a waste of space. Why am I even existing? It means that I still do stuff in the world. I'm still very active, right? Our greatest, most amunah-filled characters in Jewish history were very strong people. They went out doing something. David HaMelech. He didn't sit on the couch all day and say, well, Hashem's doing everything, so There's nothing left for me to do here, right? But he believed in Hashem 100%. He knew Hashem was doing everything, even though he went out and did it all anyway. But the ultimate is that we do stuff, but knowing it, that it's Hashem. It's a process to get to there. But it doesn't negate the fact that the truth, the position that we want to get to, where we're aiming at, is that I'm turning to Hashem for everything. I know Hashem is doing everything, and it's not me. We have to reach that sometimes by going the other way. I mean like this. Sometimes we have to stop doing to know that it's Hashem. And only then can we actually start doing again and knowing it's Hashem. So I'll give you I don't know if I'm making sense. I'm making sense to myself, so I know what I'm talking about, but I don't think I'm putting it across. So let me put it across an example. I used to work as a lawyer. It's a corporate lawyer. When I was in London, I worked in some big city firms, did some big deals. That is a world of kochi va'atzem yadi. You go, you make, you destroy the other side, you fight your corner, right, it's all me. Hashem doesn't appear in that world very much. After a while, I came, started learning here, started learning Emunah, learning that Hashem was doing everything. And then it didn't go at all with my world of getting my own way for my client, doing everything right, creating the best deal, all that, whatever it was, nonsense. Right? I couldn't fit the two together. So I had to drop one. That's where I was holding at the time. I had to drop one. The two just didn't work. So, for Hashem, I dropped the law. I just walked away. I can't do this anymore. It's just nonsense. It doesn't fit this world of Sheker, where I pretend that we're really doing stuff and work. It doesn't fit with the world of this, which says that Hashem is doing everything and this is all. Now, a couple of years later, I'm now, Baruch Hashem, moving forward in my understanding of myself and a few other things, a little bit. And I now see that actually there is a shiloh, there is a fit, that I can do, we can do, but still know it's Hashem. But in order to get to that place where I'm nearly at, I'm heading towards, I can just about see in a little bit of clarity now, see that as a reality, I have to go through a place first where I have to throw one away. I have to go through a place of darkness before we can get to the clarity and the light. Right, so we have to know where we're heading towards. It might be that I see that really Hashem is everything, and I know that's true, but where I'm holding now, I'm not holding that. I have to go through certain ups and downs in our own life until we can fit these things into our own reality, because we're not living like this. We're not living that Hashem is doing everything. We're living in that middle stage of I'm doing some things, he's doing others, and because that's Hashem, we'll get on fine. But he writes like this. He writes as follows. Hashem is not interested in the tachulot, machinations. Tachulot, the tricks. And the ribui hishtadlut, and hishtadlut, person's own actions. Of Bnei Adam, of a person, right? Like it says in the pasuk, Lo gvurat asushi chafetz, lo bishok kei ha'ishi. It says Hashem is not interested in the power of the horse or in the strength of the man. What says Hashem et miyachlim chasto? Hashem only wants the desire for those who for His kindness. Hashem wants us to turn to Him for our needs. That's what he wants. We have to cancel ourselves to him, to know that everything's coming from him. And we can't make that step overnight. We can't make that step overnight. It's not sensible, my view. Tov. I'm going to give you my view. Other people can tell you what a different view. It's not sensible in my view. I've seen it. I've seen in this yeshiva, people who hear the words of the Rav, they read Ganamuna, and that's it. No more. They give up everything. Grow payers, shave their heads, put on the long black coat, move into Meir Shearim, and give up on the outside world completely. Now that is the final goal, maybe, if you want it to be, right? Could be. You're very close to Hashem doing, but from us to get there, that's a process. And if a person tries to jump there all the way, they can get burned, get very burned. Because Hashem says, if you want this, you have to earn it. There's two ways of earning it, right? If it's going to cost you $1,000 in struggling, $1,000 worth, you can either take that hit all at once by jumping straight in, or you can spread that $1,000 over the course of the next 2, 3, 4 years, 5 years, however long it's going to take you to get from where you used to be. Jeans, t-shirt, and a haircut that was doing this and that and whatever it was, ponytail, right? To get from there to that same place. Either way, you don't get it for free, right? You don't get to be purified without going through the fires of purification. Now, if you want to be purified in one shot by changing overnight, so that's a very hot fire. It's a very, very hot fire. If you're up to it, fine. There are people who can do it. But if it's too hot, then the reaction can be that you jump in, you get so burned that you just run out as far as you can the other way. And you end up back, you end up further away than you were. Right? You, instead of realizing that this is a sweet process to heavenly bliss, it's like the fires of Gehinnom I've just walked into. And there are those fires that I'm going to have to go through, but they're fires of purity. And I need to go through them at the stage I can go through them. When we come to things like this in Amunah, where Hashem, where Rav Arash says that God wants us to just rely on Him completely and not do any hishtadlut and things, and we think we're doing it ourselves and just rely on Him, we have to know that that is the goal that we all should want to get to, because that's the truth. We should get to a place, Bezrat Hashem, before we get to 120, where we are relying on Him completely. But I have to know that Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba only come with Yisurim. The Gemara says, they only come with Yisurim. I can't get Eretz Yisrael, Torah, or Olam Haba without Yisurim. So it depends how quickly I want them. If I want it all today, there's a lot of Yisurim I'm going to have.
And Yisurim is?
Suffering. Suffering. It has to come through suffering. Why it has to come through suffering, Tov? Person kind of realizes as right, and it's a whole different shiur. Why it has to come through suffering? Why can't you just give me it for free, right? But the thing is, it does come through suffering, and Gemara says. So I need to go at a pace that is correct for me, but I still need to be going. I still need to have a direction. I need to know where I want to get to. I need to know that I want to get to a place where I'm relying only on Hashem, not relying on anything else, right? If I learn the fact that the truth is medicine is a waste of time, doctors and pills are useless, right? That's true. It's completely true. There's only Hashem. No difference between a pill than a crouton, right? No difference. If Hashem wants to cure me, He's going to cure me. If it's not, it's nothing to do with the pill itself. The pill has no power outside of Hashem. However, for me to rely on that statement 100% and to tip out my medicine cabinet into the bin and never take an Akamol again and whatever, so I'm going to have to go through a lot of pain. Next time I have a headache, I'm just going to sit there and suffer. But it depends. But I want to get to that truth where I'm not relying on doctors and pills and stuff, and I am turning to Hashem for everything. I want to get there, and I need to hold by the truth and know it's the truth, even though I'm not yet holding it, and not throw it out simply because I can't yet get there. meaning someone tells me that doctors and medicines are all rubbish and it's actually only Hashem, what do I do with that statement? The two options are not the only option. The two options are accepting it completely or telling him he's talking nonsense and forgetting it. Are not the two options. There's a third option, which is you're 100% correct in what you're saying, but I'm not there yet. Admitting to myself where I'm holding, admitting that I'm not yet there, is very important. If I want to grow in my Avodat Hashem, I have to be truthful. I have to be truthful where I'm really holding. You're right, we just learned British Shalom. A person should never look at a woman walking down the street. 100%. I agree with you. It's truth. It's what Hashem wants. But I'm not there yet. And it's okay not to be there yet. But it's not okay to say, I disagree with that. It's not true. You are allowed to look at women. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Because that's not true. I can't do it. But I shouldn't twist the truth to try and fit where I'm holding. I need to hold by the truth and admit that I'm not there yet. This is true 100%. Every single word he wrote in this book is 100% true. I'm not there yet. And that's okay. I accept myself for where I'm holding. I accept the fact that I'm not yet there. If I want to grow in Avodat Hashem, I need to take that message with me throughout all of my growth. I know where I want to get to, and I admit I'm not there yet. But I'd like to move a bit closer. I'd like to move. So I'd like to move to a place over here that I'm relying on Hashem for all my needs. I'm praying for everything. I would like to get there. That is the truth. But I'm not there yet. I'm where I'm holding. I still have to work. I still have to make an effort. I still have to whatever it is that I think I'm holding. And where I'm holding today, that Hashem won't be where I'm holding tomorrow. What I know now about Hashem, the amount I rely on Hashem today, is much more than I relied on him last year or the year before. I have moved, I am moving. And that movement, that growth, is what we're looking for. Because what's the alternative? If I take this book, British Shalom, and say this isn't realistic, it's very nice. I don't know who he wrote it for. He wrote it for some guy with a big black hat and a big long beard, but he didn't write it for me. Right? So, forget it. So I'm never going to move now. I'm now never going to move down the road to guarding my eyes and being spiritually pure and healthy. Because I've discounted this as not being relevant to me. That you're ringing. That's all right. And learning Emunah, as much as learning any of the other, all the other traits, is about growth. It's not about learning. There's no point learning this book. No point learning this book. Before all I did was learn the book. Some wonderful knowledge and some great quotes and some very interesting ideas. That nothing I can put into practice, right? Because it's all beyond me. Truth is, it's not beyond me. None of these things are beyond me. Hashem wants me to move a little bit forward every day in whatever it is. So here he's saying that Hashem doesn't want our efforts. Hashem wants us to rely on him. Hashem wants us to pray to him and to request from him his mercy, by his kindness. And Hashem wants us to know that it's coming from him. Everything is coming from Hashem. Much better for us if we know it's coming from him. That's why we want to pray for everything. If we do things ourselves, it doesn't come from him.
Well, if everything comes from Hashem, then also the bills come also from Hashem.
Right. Okay. And therefore, so.
So therefore, if you take it, it doesn't mean you don't have a lack of Emunah.
It doesn't mean that necessarily, but reality is 99.99% of people who are taking the pill are believing in the pill and they're not believing in Hashem. That's why they're taking the pill. If why would you bother sitting in the waiting room, taking the time to go to the doctor, going to buy the pill, spending the money if you don't believe in it? It's a waste of time. So you do believe in it, otherwise you wouldn't take it. You wouldn't go through the hassle of doing all that, and you know the side effects, and it's probably top. So I do believe in the pill, otherwise I won't. No?
Well, you shouldn't believe in the pill. It's okay to use the material world. It's not, the material world is still given from Hashem. So I say thank you, master of the world, to create this whatever, and I know it helps me. It's like eating. I don't eat, yes, please give me something to eat, give me something to eat. I say, okay, I have some money, I buy a bread, thank you Hashem for this bread, and I feed myself.
Okay,
but there's a difference between taking what Hashem wants us to eat and have a lifestyle versus what the material of this current world wants. The difference between smoking, drugs, alcohol.
Okay, you're right.
Versus
you're right.
Real stuff.
In terms of medicines, is a very deep, broad subject. A person should read the Rav's book, Hashem Rofecha, Hashem My Healer. It's also in English. Medicines can be taken with. There's a prayer that a person should say, right? Chazal said there's a prayer that a person should say before taking medicine, that this medicine should be a vehicle from Hashem to help me, and it's very good. But Rav Nachman also writes that a person doesn't need it. He can get his healing from bread and water. Hashem can put healing into bread and water the same as he can put it into a little blue pill, any other color pill, right? Doesn't need to. The fact that I believe that my healing can only come from here is. We want to get to a place where we know that Hashem is healing us. There's many stories, including with Rav Arash, right? We heard from Rav Dor that one of the guys in the yeshiva had cancer, and he went to the hospital and they had the test and it was pretty advanced, and they wanted to start chemotherapy right away. It was like that advanced. He needed to do it ASAP. He said, don't do it now, I want to go and speak to my Rav first. So he came out of the hospital and he went to see the Rav. He said to the Rav, they want to start chemotherapy on me. I don't want to do it. Have you seen these long pears? You know how long it took me to grow them? I don't want to. I don't.
They'd be gone.
So the Rav said to him, okay, fine. So you don't want to do that? So I'm going to give you an alternative. You need to go to 40 days without missing a day, including on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you go after Shabbos, right? In Matzah Shabbos. Go to Marach Mapela. Call it Kevin Rachel. Marach Mapela, you know, you say Marach Mapela, and pray 40 days, Marach Mapela, and you don't need to do any of this stuff. He believed in the Rav, and he did exactly that.
Wow.
And, afterwards, a few months later, he went back to the same hospital to pick up a prescription for his daughter. Just need to bring it back. The doctor who saw him, nearly, what are you doing still alive? We have to know that that's also a reality, right? That is true. We're not yet holding that, and I'm not saying you or me could rely, have that strong emunah that we could, instead of a life-threatening illness and going for the chemotherapy, we'll go for the prayer instead. We don't know what level we're on, and I don't need to be at that level, but I need to know what the truth is. I need to be holding in truth that there is only Hashem, there's no other reality. If Hashem wants me to be ill, I'm going to be ill. And if Hashem wants me to be cured, I'm going to be cured. That's the reality. We have something called pills and doctors, right? That's because Hashem maintains free choice in the world. Hashem is hidden. He wants me to have the option of not seeing him. Does that mean I drop everything today and close my bank account and right and no, because I'm not there yet. I'm not holding at that level. And as we said, if I do that, I'm going to have to go through a lot of difficult challenges in order to hold on to that. But that is the reality. That's what I need to pray on. I need to pray on, like we said yesterday, Rabbi said, please, the person should pray for da'at, awareness of Hashem. Hashem, show me, reveal to me that this is true, that you're true, that it is all true. I don't yet know it. And there's a difference between hearing something in a lecture and knowing it. Right, I heard it, nice, reading the book. I believe you, I believe the Rav. The Rav's not going to lie to me. What he said here must be true. I'm not really holding it. Like my day-to-day life, it's not reflecting the fact that I'm believing in it. I believe it on one level. I believe that it's correct. I'm not yet there. That only comes through prayer. Right? We've said many times, the greatest distance between in the world is between the head and the heart. Right? I can know it in my head, but until it's in here, I'm not practicing it. I'm not actually living it. How do I get it from here to here? Only by avodat halev. What's avodat halev? Tefillah. The work of the heart is prayer. Prayer is what brings it into my heart. Like Rabbi Nachman told Rav Natan, if you want to believe in me, you want to work on that, my advice, you need to pray on it. You need to create prayer from my Torahs. You need to go to the field and say, Hashem, I learned today that there's no such thing as doctors and medicines. I'm making it, there is, but right, that they're only you. I'm not there, I don't understand it. Please help me to believe in you more. And I don't need to take pills, that I can rely on you to heal me. I can turn to you. Rash, right, so the splitting toothache. And he didn't go to a dentist. He went to the field. He spent 6 hours in the field until he realized what the message was Hashem was trying to give him from the toothache. He said, and he writes in the book, I'm not making it up, he writes in the book, he says that he realized that the message that was that Shinayim is the same letters as Nashim, and that he needed to guard his eyes better. That was the message Hashem was sending for him. And then it went away. Person who wants to go down any of these roads, what it was our job is to little by little. What does it mean? It means I don't swear off doctors and medicine and everything completely. It means that the next time I have a headache, I don't pop an Akamal. The next time I have a headache, this is from you, Hashem. I'll try and understand what you're telling me. I know it's from you. You're going to take it away. This is only, right? I'm going to live with that until I get full and complete confidence in Hashem. Right? Rav Arash explains that, writes that when he was learning and starting off in his Emunah, he would test himself out. He would go and get the bus with no money in his pocket. He said, no, I'm going to rely on the fact Hashem is going to wants me to get to this shiur. He's giving sure he didn't have any money for the bus, right? And he said, sure enough, each time someone will come and give him money, or where something this would have now, and someone will give him a lift. Right? He would test himself lat before he got complete confidence in Hashem that Hashem is in control of everything. But slowly, that's your job. Tov, we will finish there today. Hashem will continue tomorrow.